This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next hour, the insane Daryl Wayne. Hi, Daryl.
Greetings, Mark. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Good, good, good. Always well.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Daryl and I are going to be talking about a couple of things that I think touch each and every one of us. During the second part of our show, we're going to be speaking with a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. Now, obviously, I'm going to ask him if he could make me 6.5 feet tall and blue-eyed, but he's got some other things that he has going. He's a professor of medicine at UCLA, so we've got a lot to talk about. During the first part of our show, we're going to talk to a new friend. I met her not long ago in New York City at an event that was terrific, and her name is Sanson Fabry. Did I get that halfway right?
Halfway right. Sanson Fabry.
Fabry. Okay. The accent was on the different syllable.
Correct.
Gotcha. Sanson, I have to tell you, everybody, has lived around the world in like 78 different countries. How many languages do you speak?
I speak 4.5.
4.5. All right, I don't care about the four. What's the half?
Italian is the half.
Italian is the half. Okay.
Mangia. On my way, on my way.
Got it. Mangia, mangia. That's my Italian. We're going to talk about an app that Sanson has developed, and it's called Wakefully. And you can find out more about it at wakefully.io. So we have in the past talked to a number of dream experts. Your background is a little bit different than other dream people because you were a successful film and TV producer. You're an actor. All of a sudden, I guess you gave it up to develop Wakefully?
Correct. Yeah.
Why?
It was actually a very natural progression. So obviously I grew up in the world of theater, film, TV, in the world of storytelling, and I've played many different roles in that world, from screenwriting, acting, producing. What I realized is that my other more hidden passion, which was a passion for dreams, is also about stories. And I will quote one of your previous guests to say the dreams are stories from us, about us, for us to improve our life.
Would you say that dreams are like a window to your soul?
Yes. So if you think of a dream as a movie, you know, again, this is the background where I come from. And so you are the screenwriter, the director of the movie. You are the producer. You decide what lighting goes there. Everything was decided in your mind. Your mind is that director, writer, producer. You are the hero and you're the sole audience. That's the whole difference. You're the only audience of that movie. But if you think of it in those terms, it's a story. And a story has a lot to tell us. You know, we learn things through story. We teach things. We convey messages through stories, even just between us. Where I've lived, you know, I conveyed something to you about myself, telling you that I've lived in 78 countries.
Yeah. I may have exaggerated a little bit.
Yeah. But that's how we learn to communicate ideas. And so what I realized at one point is that the ideas that we are communicating to ourselves every night about ourselves are being remained untapped. Although we all should have an opportunity to be able to activate that built-in resource, because it has a lot of insight about our mental wellness, about our struggles, about different unconscious motivations.
Would you say that dreams help to point you in the right direction?
I would say that they help point you. That's a great question. They help point you to what you need to be paying attention to right now. They point you towards what needs addressing in your life. So that is the right direction, I would say, yes. But it's basically what is going on with you that actually needs your attention. That's what your dreams are doing. That's why they seem sometimes so bizarre or so funny or so scary or so intense, because they are trying to convey a big message, like an epic dream. And they really are crying out to you.
One of the things that I think is that many people don't remember their dreams. They know they dreamt. For example, yeah. They wake up tired and they had the feeling they were running from a pack of dogs.
Yeah, so, yeah, correct.
Right.
That's part of why we built Wakefully. So 95% of our dreams are forgotten unless we record them in the first 5 minutes of waking up by voice or by text. So this is something that Wakefully enables, with an alarm that's tied into our voice recorder, with the ability to immediately tap into the app when you wake up and remain in that hazy state between sleep and awake, between unconscious and consciousness. You know, those moments where you're a little bit fuzzy, you're not sure where you are. Those are actually very, very optimal moments to be guided through a self-reflection technique. And that's basically what dream work is. We ask customized questions and help you through it.
We're talking about dreams in wakefully.io. I suggest you check it out. You can go to two different places, both Google apps and iOS apps, the Apple store, and you get it for free and give it a shot. Our guest is the creator of Wakefully, and that's Sansun Fabri. Sansun, you know, being a director, being a producer, being a talent,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you're dealing with
technology
geeks and technology. It's great.
Yeah.
Work, right.
It was a natural progression. So there was this one seminal dream that I had, and I was already working on Wakefully, but there was this seminal dream that happened, and it was early pandemic when we were all definitely in New York City. It was trauma central. Everybody was confused. We had so much fear of the unknown. We were all stressed. We all had anxiety. And I was going through a big breakup, so it was moving, and it was, you know, all these other emotional components to it, and really struggling on, you know, building this company. And I had this dream where I found myself at the edge of a cliff with two other people, but the two other people were me as well. It was like the male embodiment of me, the female embodiment of me, and then little me, the one who's scared, who thinks she can't do anything, she's done nothing, you know, she will fail, and all that, the one that we push deep down inside. And we were trying to get towards a destination, and it was really wasn't a heroic act when we decided to jump over the cliff. It was really just a practical, we were thinking, can we get out by cab, train, bus? No, there was no other way. So we jumped into the abyss. And now in the midst of, you know, the abyss, little Mimi goes, are we falling? And male me, let's think Papa me, was saying, no, we're flying.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of time out. And when we come back, I want to know about jumping off that abyss, into the abyss, off that cliff. Because I think that's important for a lot of people to figure out their lives. And it doesn't matter if you're 15 or 105. You still have something to offer. We're talking with Sansun. And if you would like, we recommend you check out wakefully.io. That's wakefully.io. And while you're checking it out, go over to latenighthealth.com. You'll see a pretty picture of Samsung and lots more happening over there. Late Night Help returns.
Late Night Help is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Help with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Recently, I met Jacqueline from Bright here in Los Angeles. She gave me a hearing exam and then showed me how to hear again with the new Signia Pure Series hearing aids, and she can give you your life back too. I hear birds chirping, birds cooing, and even my wife. They easily connect to my smartphone. The Signia hearing aids are amazing, and with the charge and go, I don't have to fiddle with batteries and hear all day long. Not hearing is frustrating for you and your family. I know you don't have a problem, but trust me, call Bright here now for a free hearing exam, a $125 value, yours free, just for making an appointment now. There are offices throughout the Los Angeles area. Call Bright here now at 323-424-7100. That's 323-424-7100 for a free hearing exam. There's no obligation. Call now, 323-424-7100, or visit them on the web at brighthere.com.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Words are a critical aspect of success. How you get your point across is a crucial part of what makes anything sell. So do it right and hire a writer. Whether it's articles, blog posts, technical writings, website content, product descriptions, or ghostwriting anything from a novel to a nonfiction book about your navel, contact Servette Hassan. If you want it to sell, write it right. Email Servette at servette@servettehassan.com.
It's time to tackle a tough topic, one that affects us all. We're talking about sexism in the workplace. The award-winning Identifying the Elephant in the Room series is back and ready to tackle some complicated communications issues again. This spring, we're focusing on critical communication strategies in the face of sexism. Join us as we hear from professionals in the natural products industry who have valuable career lessons to share and real-world experience to discuss from all sides of the elephant. It's time to have an honest and open conversation about the impact of sexism in the workplace and how we can make it better for everyone. Identifying the Elephant in the Room series starts March 16th. Register today at inicibox.vfairs.com. That's inicibox.vfairs.com. And join the conversation to be part of the solution.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Our guest is Samsung Fabri, and she is the founder and CEO of Wakefully.io. It's an app that can help change your life. That's a question to you, Samsung. Can Wakefully change my life?
I believe so, yes, 100%. It has changed my life, and being able to access insights into my dreams on a daily basis has changed my life. You know, dream experts and therapists have their place, but even when you can, you know, sometimes they're not accessible or not affordable, if you don't have that help, you know, we bring it to the palm of your hand. But even if you do have that, you're not seeing these people every day, but you are dreaming every night. So being able to tap into it just by your bedside is a huge.
And of course, we also recommend not having your iPhone or Android device in your bed. You can be on your nightstand.
Right. We're there for when you wake up.
When you wake up. One of the things on Wakefully was we're personal. Nobody else sees the information.
It's entirely personal. All the data is encrypted. We are only using aggregated data. For example, people of a certain age range or people who own a dog or people who are grappling with depression to help understand each user individually and to help understand the patterns in certain types of demographics.
I think everybody is today is dealing with some form of depression.
Or anxiety.
Everybody. It's terrible. Let's talk about fear. A lot of people in their own lives are fearful of moving forward.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe they're an attorney and they've always wanted to be a forest ranger. Attorneys make $250,000. I think a forest ranger makes $22,000, and a place to live in the mountains with bears, deer, and rabbits. But that's what they've wanted to do. The fear is, what am I going to do?
Yeah. And your dreams are a great resource for that, because your dreams are telling you about your secret wishes and desires, about what motivates you, about what is something that you have never even paid attention to. Maybe you want to work with kids. Maybe you want to start singing. Whatever it is your mind already knows it. Deep down, you already know it. We're just helping you bring out those insights out of your subconscious mind into your conscious life so you can take action. And, you know, specifically about fear, taking action and changing your perspective or opening your perspective on a life issue in and by itself in the moment is not going to change your circumstances. But the only way to change your circumstances is to flip your mindset, is to have a different perspective. And so that's what Wakefully gives you, is a different perspective, a perspective that it's a lot more the pure you, the true you, what with no shame, no guilt, no problems of financing it or whatever.
And, you know, the term AI, artificial intelligence, is built into Wakefully.
Yeah, it's built into Wakefully. So in the old days, you had those dream dictionaries, and it was a one size fits all. It would tell you that, you know, fire in your dream means this, and let's say a dog barking in your dream means that. Well, what if you were bitten by a dog when you were a kid? And I grew up with a dog at home. So you dreaming about a dog barking and me dreaming about a dog barking could mean very different things. So none of it was personalized. Then came Google. And actually, what do dreams mean is the number two most Googled existential question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in a study that came out last year. So that's what Wakefully is here to do, to take it a step further than Google and take it a step further even than generative AI. You know, generative AI has really broken in the last year. But even if you bring your dream and just ask ChatGPT to analyze it, you're still going to get ChatGPT doesn't know anything about your background, doesn't know anything about the context. It's still going to be general. It might be obscure. It might be conflicting. So what Wakefully does is personalize. Everything is personalized to your circumstances, your set of beliefs, your personality traits, contextualized to what's going on in your life right here and right now, and actionable, actually giving you something to do about it.
So last night, I set an intention. We spoke, and
yes.
I said, I want to remember my dream. I said it several times, and I said I wanted to remember my dreams, because I don't normally, and we've talked about that on the show before, I still don't remember my dreams. I have little flashes. I saw a face at 2 in the morning, right?
Well, that's fantastic.
It was a scary face. It wasn't a nightmare, but it was scary. So can you tell us one of the dreams that you had last night?
Oh, gosh, last night?
Yes.
I can tell you a very, very seminal dream that I've had within the past week. And in the dream, my dad is 92 years old, and he lives in Israel. My mother has passed away. My dad was always, he's a scientist. He was a former physicist. And my mom was a dancer and choreographer, so the art side. And I kind of got both sides in me.
Yeah.
In the dream, my dad was telling me about the secret uncovered last Shakespeare play. So apparently Shakespeare had written one great last play, but he hadn't had time to finish it before his death. This is all in the context of the dream. This is not a true story. And supposedly his daughter, who, as if she would be alive today, had finished it, edited it, and published it just recently. So my dad was taking me to go see that play. I come from the theater. He knows I love theater.
Yes.
He appreciates theater. And we were in this Shakespeare play. It was a big ball, you know, with families. And we were doing a father-daughter dance. And it was just one of the most joyous, connected moments that I got to experience with my dad, because recently I was supposed to go visit Israel when the war erupted. So not getting to do that, I kind of gave myself that to comfort myself. So that was something that was good to tap into, comforting myself and kind of being with him in a different way. And then telling him about the dream, he was so delighted. He was just...
Oh, I'll bet.
One of the
biggest... best things in my life was dancing with my daughter, just holding, she's an adult now. She won't dance with me because I have no sense of rhythm. The name of the website is wakefully.io. That's wakefully.io. And you can also go to the App Store, the Google App Store, and download it. It's free, guys. There's an upgrade, and that's okay. But try it out. See what it does for you. We only have about a minute left. Any last thoughts for about 30 seconds that you can share with us on how to interpret your dream?
You want to, again, look at it as a story. So people, places, feelings, any associations, colors, anything that stands out, all of those are worth looking at and asking yourself, what is your emotional association with it, as well as where does that symbol connect to your life? If there is a fire, what's going on with a fire? Is it a destructive fire? Where is something destructive happening in your life? If there's a lot of metaphors, there's a lot of cliches.
All right,
dreams
we're
work
out
in
of
metaphors
time.
And cliches.
Sansun, will you come back in early January? Because that's a real good time to talk about dreams. We're out of time.
I would love
again,
that.
Go to wakefully.io. That's wakefully.io. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Late Night Health continues, and be sure to stop by and say hi at latenighthealth.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.